Okay. I have no notices from Yates, and Rabone is perfect for September.
Thank you.
The Piscataway Township Planning Board meeting will please come to order. In compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, adequate notice of this
recording in progress
was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News, notice published in the Star Ledger, notice published on the bulletin board of the municipal building, notice made available through the township clerk, notice made available through the township librarian. Mr. Barlow, would you read our community affairs guidelines?
Certainly, Madam Chair. In keeping with the Department of Community Affairs guidelines, this meeting is being held virtually via the Zoom link in light of the pandemic. I believe the municipality has complied with all of the DCA requirements, and it's appropriate for the meeting to go forward in this virtual setting, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller?
Present.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Here.
Ms. Corcoran?
Here.
Reverend Kenny?
Here.
Mr. Espinoza? Mr. Foster?
Here.
And Madam Chair?
Here. Pledge of Allegiance, the flag you can see over my shoulder, please. I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag
of the
United States of America.
And to the Republic
which it stands,
one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty
and justice for all.
Mr. Barlow, would you swear in the professionals, please?
I don't think Mr. Gottlieb's on the meeting, Madam Chair, because all the hearings were actually adjourned, so I don't think we'll need to swear in Mr. Gottlieb.
Okay.
All right.
I think there's one change to the agenda.
Yes, Madam Chair, if anyone's on the meeting for the Paul Robulin matter, Block 811, Lot 101, 145 11th Street. That matter is being carried to the August 11th meeting. There will be no further notices for that. If you're here for that matter, it will be heard at the August meeting.
Wait, excuse me, Mr. Barlow. Rabone is going on September.
September?
September, yes, 9-1.
September 1st?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, we're very early in September.
Okie doke.
Holidays.
I apologize, I misspoke. September 1st.
All right. Thank you.
And the Yates matter, which is number 13 on the agenda, which is 1023 River Road, Block 11701, Lot 4.11, is adjourned to the August 11th meeting. And that matter, they still have to notice, Madam Chair. Those are the only two changes to the agenda.
Okay. So noted. I would like to several matters to be memorialized. I'd like to memorialize the resolution of action taken. I'd like to memorialize the action taken on May 12th, 2021, Cintas Corporation, a resolution. Do I have a motion?
I'll make them.
Madam Chair, Reverend Kenny.
Madam Chair, Dawn Corcoran, I'll second it.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Espinoza? He's trying to get on. He just texted. Mr. Foster was not here. Madam Chair?
I'm here.
No, Mr. Foster's
there.
Yeah, but he wasn't at the last meeting, so we can't vote.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
Thank you.
Item number 8, I'd like to memorialize the resolution of action taken on June the 9th, 2021, 19 PB 3390 Hancock Road, LLC.
Tommy Pump.
Who was that? I didn't understand. Who was that?
Joined the meeting.
Oh, someone joined the meeting.
Madam Chair, Dawn Corcoran, I'll make that motion.
Thank you. Second, please.
Madam Chair, Reverend Kenny, I'll second it.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Item number 9, I'd like to memorialize the minutes from the regular meeting of June 9th, 2021.
Madam Chair, Reverend Kenny, so moved.
Thank you, Reverend Kenny. Second, please.
Madam Chair, Dawn Corcoran, I'll second that.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Item number 10, we now have a courtesy review from the Board of Education to install rooftop solar panels on 8 buildings. There's someone here?
From the Board of Education? Are we skipping item 10?
There was a revised agenda, Madam Chair.
Excuse me? Number
10 is an extension of time for Diaz Properties. It was sent out today.
Oh, okay.
Madam Chair, I can briefly just address it. This is the matter involving Kevin Morse was the attorney. It was a 3-lot minor subdivision, 135, 139, and 141 School Street. The applicant had written and requested an extension until August 31, 2021 to perfect the subdivision and file the deeds. The letter of July 9th outlined some extenuating circumstances they had in terms of perfecting it. It may be a belts and suspenders type of situation because the Permit Extension Act of 2020 was enacted to push back the timeframes, but the applicant, out of an abundance of caution, has requested that the board pass a resolution just allowing them until August 31st, 2021 to perfect the subdivision. And it's a simple roll call vote from the board if they wish to just grant that extension. And there was a resolution prepared in anticipation of the board granting that extension, Madam Chair.
Okay, I'd like a motion from the board to grant this extension of time.
Madam Chair, do I make that motion?
Okay, Madam Chair, I'm sorry, this is Councilman Cahill. Mr. Barlow, could you just say, what was that original date? We're just extending it a minor amount of time, isn't that correct?
Yes, we're extending it to August 31st, so a month and a half, Madam Chair. Councilman Cahill, I apologize.
That's okay. So I'll second that motion.
Roll call, please. To August, August
31st.
Okay. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Espinoza?
Nope.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Abstain.
Okay. Number 11.
Is that still Raboon? We adjourned.
No,
right? That's
the Board of Education.
Board of Education, okay. Do we have a representative from the Board of Education courtesy review of the installation of rooftop solar panels on 8 buildings? Who's appearing for the board?
Hi, this is James Brown. I'm the president of Easy Energy. We're the vendor that is providing the solar power solutions to the Board of Education.
Okay, Mr. Brown. Continue, you may continue.
Okay. So as an overview, we are proposing to place solar on the rooftops of the 8 Piscataway School District buildings. We're offering that through what's called a power purchase agreement, which requires no capital outlay by the school district and saves them money over the term of the contract. It's a 15-year power purchase agreement where they purchase power at a much lower price than what they're paying now. So it's a great benefit to the school district, saves the money, doesn't cost them any money to implement the solar. We install it for them, operate it, maintain it, and it's financed by one of our third-party partners, a company called Green Skies. And we've done this for many school districts throughout the state where they don't have to use any of their budget money to get solar and still save money. If you would like, I could share the screen that shows the layouts for the various schools, if you're interested in seeing that. Or
my board would be interested in seeing that.
Okay, I'm going to try to share my screen and get to the layouts. So this school here is a Piscataway High School. And I believe they have existing solar already, and we're adding to it to provide more savings. They basically worked on their roofs and made their roofs in better condition so that solar could last on those roofs for the term of the contract. So again, we installed it on the rooftop. It's not really visible from the street. No one can actually see it and even know it's there unless they're flying by or flying a drone or we're up on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular system is 220 kW, generates about 300,000 kilowatt hours a year. It's 491 solar panels, and we're using the latest technology, which are 450 watt panels. And it, basically the system just integrates into the electric room of the school and again, produces the green energy and saves the school money. Any questions on that?
Any questions from the board on this installation of these panels on the high school?
Madam Chair, if I may, Dawn Corcoran, just sure. One quick question. What is the proposed height of the panels above the roof?
It's very low profile. So they're basically laid flat on the roof and they're on a slight angle, like a 5-degree angle. Mm-hmm. So the low end is like several inches and it goes up about 12 inches at the high end,
okay.
on an angle. So you can't see them at all from the street.
Okay, and the equipment, is that on the ground or where would that be located?
Equipment's
like the inverters.
Always, the inverters, typically we install them on the roof.
Okay.
And that's what we're doing here.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the board?
Madam Chair, Councilwoman Cahill, just a real quick question and asking what, I'm not sure if you know this, but do you know the timeline of when the work will start and complete?
We always plan on about a 12-month period just to be safe because there's a lot of processes we have to go through with the permitting, those types of things, getting the materials, designing the system, you know, final engineering. We have to do structural engineering, all sorts of engineering before we can even start installing. So we say 12 months, normally we can install it quicker than that. So we're hoping between 7 and 8 months is probably reasonable. It's a tough environment right now. As you know, with the COVID, a lot of offices have not been working, factories have been shut down. So materials are very hard to get right now. So it's slowing down our processing. So it may take the 12 months, but we're hoping things improve and we can get installed quicker.
Thank you.
Any other questions from board members? Okay, Mr. Brown, would you like to move to the other schools?
Yes.
Go ahead, you may proceed.
This is the Quibbletown Middle School. Mm-hmm. And as you can see, they already have solar, the black panels you see on the roof are the existing solar system. So we're adding to that a small additional array because the utilities won't let us produce more than what the school uses during a year. So we can only add a little bit and save them a little bit more money than they're saving now with the solar. But just simply up on the roof. And again, can't really see it. This one's a little bit higher, meaning the roof is high up in the air. So I don't believe people will be able to see it from the ground, but it's a small addition to that particular school. Any questions on that one?
So the newer panels, the panels to be installed are the ones that are shaded blue?
Correct, yes.
Oh, and the gray is the older, the ones that are already there?
Exactly, those are the existing panels, yes.
Okay. Any other questions from board members on this installation? Okay, you may proceed, Mr. Brown, to the next one.
Okay, and this is the T score Middle School, if I'm saying that right.
Sure, middle school.
Yep. So it has a smaller existing array, solar array, that's the black panels you see on the roof. And all the blue is the new that we'll be adding through our project. So it's roughly a 269 kW system. So it's decent size. It's about 599 solar panels. Again, we're using 450 watt panels, which are some of the highest wattage available right now. So trying to get the maximum savings to the school that we can.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions on this one?
Questions from the board?
One question, Madam Chair.
Mr. Kenny, you may ask the question.
Reverend Kenny, this work is not subcontract out. It's by one contractor, one company?
Easy Energy is the general contractor. So we manage the entire installation. And then we do have various subcontractors depending on what's required.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions?
Any other questions from the board? Okay, you may proceed.
This one is the Ethel Road Maintenance Facility. It's a real small building. We are checking out the structure there. It's not a very strong structure. So this project may not move forward if our structural engineer determines that the roof cannot, or the building structure cannot hold the solar panels. Mm-hmm. It's a very small system, so won't affect much of the savings to the school. But if the structure is not right, obviously we don't want to put anything on the roof that's not safe. So we're waiting for that final determination, and it's not looking good. The structure doesn't have a strong foundation for their beams and their upright pillars. So this project may not go forward, but waiting for the final 100% determination from the engineer.
Okay.
Madam Chair, if I may, this is Mayor Waller. That doesn't surprise me out there on the Ethel Road building, because that was all part of the, that was built in the 1940s as Camp Kilmer. That was one of the barracks, I think the mess hall at the time. And then it was reused in 1956 to house the Hungarian refugees from the Hungarian uprising.
Wow.
So
yeah,
I gave you a little history there.
Real history.
Very old building. So unfortunately, it may not be able to hold the solar. So
okay.
Anyway, we'll see how that goes. Any other questions on that?
On that building, any other questions from the board? Okay, you may proceed to the next one.
Next one is Martin Luther King Intermediate School. Mm-hmm. This one did not have a previous solar system, so we will be installing it on most of the roofs. The one roof we're not installing on, it has a lot of equipment up there, and the roof is older, so we can't really put it on older roofs. It's about a 330 kW system, about 734 solar panels. We're using 430 watt panels there, and hopefully we'll be getting that up and running soon and get the savings generated for the school.
Okay, next. Oh, questions from the, I'm sorry. Questions from the board on King School. Okay, sorry, Mr. Brown, you can proceed.
Okay, next one is Eisenhower Elementary. This is another one that did not have a previous solar system, so we're installing it on most of the roofs. And it's about 242 kW, about 539 of those 450 watt panels. And looking forward to getting that savings going for the school as soon as we can.
Okay. Questions from the board? No questions from the board. You may proceed. Do you have more?
Yep. Arbor Intermediate. As you can see, it does have the existing solar panels. The new ones are the blue panels. Mm-hmm. We can only add about 54 kW, which is kind of small, but we'll provide additional savings to the school. So,
okay.
Any questions on that one?
Questions from the board? No questions. You may move on.
Okay. Next one is Knollwood Elementary School.
Yeah.
And again, this one did not have a previous solar system, so all the blue panels are the new ones. It's about 189 kW. 421 solar panels, 450 watts each. And again, looking forward to getting that going so we can get the savings going.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Any questions from the board? Hearing no questions, you may proceed, Mr. Brown.
Okay. Next one is Grand View Elementary.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it didn't have a previous solar system, so it's all new, as you see in the blue. It's about 266 kW, 530 panels at 450 watts each, and two different arrays spread out on the roof, and looking forward to getting it going.
Okay. Any questions from the board on Grandview? Hearing no questions, Mr. Brown.
Okay, the next, last and not least one is Fellowship Farm School. And again, it did not have a previous solar system. We'll be installing, as you see with the blue boxes, those would be the new solar panels, about 150 kW system, 334 panels at 450 watts each. And again, in summary, there's no capital outlay to the school. It's all on the rooftop. The inverters are on the roofs in most cases. Sometimes they're installed on the walls of the school near the electric room if there's not enough room on the roof. But normally we try to keep them on the roof with the panels. So again, it doesn't cost the school anything, the school district, the Board of Education, anything, saves the school district money, gets them green energy, and provides long-term savings for them.
Okay, any questions from the board on this school or any other schools that's been presented so far? Okay, I'd like to open it up to the public for any comments from the public. Laura, would you check to see?
Can you unshare your screen, Mr. Brown?
Unshare it? Oh, okay.
Yes, please. It's easier for me to see everyone. No one is raising their hands, Madam Chair.
Okay, close to the board. Close to the public, I apologize. Would the board have any further questions for Mr. Brown and or any comments? Hearing no response, Mr. Brown, I thank you for your report. Do we need to do a motion or anything, Mr. Barlow?
No, Madam Chair, it's a courtesy review. So okay. If the board had any comments, they could certainly share with Mr. Brown or with the Board of Ed. If there was something you wanted me to direct to the Board of Ed. But absent that, I wish Mr. Brown a good evening.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. Thank you for your report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thanks, thanks everybody for your time.
You're welcome.
Have a good evening.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we will then proceed with are we proceeding with item number 13 or 14 as it is?
Robowin has been adjourned. Yates,
mm-hmm. has been adjourned.
So it's my agenda has the bills and an adjournment, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you. I'd like the motion to pay the bills.
Reverend, can you make a motion to pay bills?
Okay, second.
Dawn Corcoran, second.
Roll call.
Lost my sheet.
Oh, don't lose your sheet now.
Mayor Waller, it's a busy meeting.
Yes.
Mayor Waller, Councilwoman Cahill.
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran.
Yes.
Reverend Kenny.
Yes.
Mr. Espinoza. Mr. Foster.
Yes.
And Madam Chair.
Yes. Well, that being the case, the meeting is adjourned until our workshop meeting is July 28th and our next regular planning board meeting is August the 11th. Everyone stay safe.
Stay safe.
Have a good night, everyone.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Have a good night.
Have a good summer, everyone.
Good night. Yeah.
Good night, Colton.
Good night, Don Boy.
All of a sudden he's shy.
Aw, good night, Colton.
Good night.
Bye,
dog. All done.
Aw.